KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 8 o'clock. We have partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees in Atlantic. A heat advisory is in effect for our listening area until 8 p.m., beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman from Union County was arrested late last night on drug and other charges in Creston. Authorities say 37-year-old Bobby Joe Wilson of Lorimore was taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. on charges that include driving while suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, neglect of a child, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Wilson was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 18-year-old Brandon Barrett of Afton was arrested Thursday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on a warrant out of Union County for probation violation. Barrett was being held in the jail without bond while awaiting a hearing. Day number two of the Cass County Fair here in Atlantic is underway, and some of the activities set for this morning include the beef weigh-in, which is just getting underway and will run through 10 a.m. The rabbit show at the indoor show ring begins at 9 o'clock. The horse show at the horse arena is at 9 o'clock also. 4-H and commercial exhibits open every morning at 10 a.m. The meat and dairy goat show is at 10:30 at the outdoor show ring. Coming up at noon, there's the noon special at the food stand, chicken and noodles. And later on this afternoon at 3 o'clock, there will be livestock judging in the outdoor show ring, mutton busting in front of the grandstand at 6:30, and a bull ride at 8 p.m. this evening, also in front of the grandstand. Other sites or activities to see and partake in at the Cass County Fair today through Sunday include Doyle Chainsaw Artistry beginning at 10 a.m., then again at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., and the Kids Barn activities in the commercial building from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Now, the Cass County Fair runs through July 28th. There is no parking or admission fees. You can check out the daily schedule and more information online at extension.iastate.edu/Cass. KJAN will be broadcasting live from the fair today, beginning at 1 o'clock until 7 this evening. In other news, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, led a bipartisan group which sent a letter to the head of the Department of Health and Human Services following the release of a second undercover video allegedly showing Planned Parenthood official talking about selling body parts from aborted babies.
The goal of this letter was to draw attention to the legal, ethical, and policy issues raised by the footage and call upon Secretary Burwell to cooperate with ongoing and future investigations into these questions.
Ernst talked about the goal of the letter.
We called on HHS to review the compliance of Planned Parenthood, one of the department grantees, with all relevant and applicable federal statutes, regulations, and other requirements. I truly find this footage morally reprehensible, vile, and they raise a number of questions that taxpayers deserve answers to.
During her weekly teleconference with reporters, Ernst was asked about a vaccine that reportedly can prevent the avian flu. She said she's in favor of vaccines, but wants to be sure of the consequences of using them.
What we want to make sure is if we are utilizing vaccines to prevent the avian influenza, that our trade partners will still accept any exports that we have in poultry production areas.
She said there still is not a consensus in the chicken and turkey industries about the use of the vaccines.
We're going to have to look at this very carefully and those decisions. Of course, we rely heavily upon those producers to provide us with information on whether they believe the vaccines are the right way to go.
And she says the USDA will provide input on the vaccines, as will state ag officials, in the areas which have dealt with the outbreak. Iowa was one of the hardest hit states with the avian flu outbreak. Governor Terry Branstad wants Iowa to become the first state to offer a tax credit for transforming the biochemicals that are a byproduct of ethanol production. Branstad discussed the issue with former Iowa governor and current U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday during a meeting in Washington, D.C.
Secretary Vilsack, his department, the USDA, has done a pretty extensive report, and they are putting together some federal programs to encourage and support this as well.
Branstad's proposed state tax credit would not be for the ethanol production companies that make byproducts like corn oil and dried distiller's grain when they make ethanol. Instead, the tax credit would be offered to companies that find new uses for those biochemical products.
This is something that we both think could be really beneficial for Iowa, and there's opportunity for us to get some federal assistance And Secretary Vilsack is very knowledgeable on this. That's an area where I see we have great opportunity to kind of team up and work together on.
Vilsack gave Branstad the report the USDA released last week about biochemical production, and Branstad read it on his way to West Virginia, where the National Governors Association is holding its summer meeting next summer in 2016. The Governors Association will meet in Des Moines, by the way, and Branstad has invited Vilsack to be here for that event. Vilsack was Iowa's governor in 2005, the last time Iowa hosted the summer meeting of the nation's governors. A Dubuque woman says she has a state cannabis card allowing her to give an oil extracted from marijuana to her son, but she's not allowed to do so in his care center. Instead, Jennifer McFadden said she gives the oil to her 12-year-old son, who has severe epilepsy, twice a day in the facility's parking lot. She says the agency which operates the center says it can't allow the oil onto the into the facility. She said the agency told her that federal authorities still consider it a strictly controlled marijuana product. The company that sends McFadden the oil says it has a large amount of the chemical, cannabidiol, which many families believe can reduce epileptic seizures. And the Iowa Court of Appeals rules that you can have an open container of alcohol if your car is parked in a private lot. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Des Moines police searched Lacey Brown's car in 2013 after noticing an open container of alcohol inside. Officers found a half-smoked marijuana cigar under Brown's seat, and she was found guilty of possession of a controlled substance. Brown says officers lacked probable cause to search the car because she was parked in a private parking lot. The district court denied her motion to throw out evidence from the search, but the Iowa Supreme Court reversed that ruling. The Supreme Court says the privately owned parking lot does not fall within the definition of a public street or highway in the Iowa Code section that prohibits open containers, so the officers did not have probable cause to search Brown's car.
Authorities say a woman has been killed by a train in the Tama County town of Chelsea. The accident occurred a little before 9 a.m. on Thursday. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nathan Ludwig says the woman apparently crossed between the trains and was struck by an eastbound Union Pacific train. He says it's unclear why she was on the tracks or how fast the train was going. Her name has not yet been released, and an autopsy has been ordered. About 100 people were evacuated safely when a fire broke out on a paddle wheel boat on Clear Lake. The fire was reported Thursday morning just after the Lady of the Lake cruise ship had docked. About 100 people, including 27 from a care center, were evacuated safely to shore. Passengers say that they saw flames and smoke near the back of the boat as it was docking. The Clear Lake Fire Department said the fire was sparked by exhaust from a generator that ignited a wood column. A crew member put out the fire. John Burhau, the boat's co-owner, says it's unclear when the boat will resume its regular schedule. And a woman from Garner has been rescued from the Ventura Marsh Management Agency after going missing while kayaking. 53-year-old Rebecca Ann Henya was reported missing just before 8 p.m. Thursday. The Sierra Gordo County Sheriff's Office said Henya had gone kayaking at 7 a.m. and had not returned. According to Lieutenant Matt Klunder, boats from the Ventura and Clear Lake Fire Departments, as well as the DNR, were deployed in the marsh to search for the woman. Henya was found partially submerged in the water. She was taken to shore, where she was treated by Clear Lake fire medics. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.